Oh my God, you actually came. Oh, wow. I didn't think you'd actually show up after the way things ended with us. I'm surprised you want anything to do with me. My friends told gossip about the breakup, about how bad things got. What was it I said to you when you came around last time to collect your things? I hope I never see your ugly little face ever again. Well, I certainly didn't know what I was talking about. Sorry, you didn't come here to think about those old times. It's probably best not to dwell on them anyway. Come in, come in. I'd show you around, but, well, you know the place well enough. There's the kitchen, where you showed me how bad you were at cooking anything halfway decent, the bathroom, bedroom, and here, the living area where all our best yelling matches took place. Make yourself at home. Take a seat. No, not there. On the floor. Or did you forget why you came back here? You came here to be my pretty little whore. So get down on your knees and kiss my boots. That's right. Good girl. And you are such a good girl. You know, I was mad at first when you started reappearing on my social media. It felt like a betrayal to see some of my friends catching up with you after all those years. Like they'd just forgotten all the tears you'd caused, the hours of complaining about you they'd had to endure. Like they didn't even care about how I felt. But I was mad about more than that. I found myself staring at those images, and one thought kept creeping into my mind. I couldn't help it. Over and over again. Seven words. I hate how fucking pretty you are. Oh, that's right. Good bitch. Keep kissing my souls. There you were, laughing it up in the club with my friends. Mine, not yours, and somehow looking more pretty than all of them. Your cute little dresses, adorable breasts, luscious hair, and nice full lips. All of it. I was fixated. It's like you're my dream girl, custom made to check every box I want. You're so fucking pretty, it hurts. And the only thing that hurts more is that it's you. I started getting annoyed at myself. How could I have let such a little smoke show get away from me like that? I mean, I know why. We're not good for each other. It's a bad mix. I hate you, and you hate me. That still hasn't changed. Sure, I think I understand you a bit better now, and I'm glad you've figured things out. But you're still the self-centered little brat I despise, and I'm, well, I'm me. Oh, and yet, I couldn't get that image of your pretty little face out of my mind. And so my mind kept turning, and I started to think it wasn't all bad. I mean, this, what we have here, we've always been good at this. And now that you're such a cute little slut, I think it might have gotten even better. This is how it was always meant to be. You were made to be my slutty whore. Ugh. All right. Stop kissing my boots. Let me sit down. Get up. Strip for me. I want to see that sexy little body. What does my bitch have to show me? Come on. Put a bit more effort into it. Give me a show. I didn't say take off your clothes, I said strip. There we go. Oh my. Take off those panties and give them to me. Now, lean forward, open your mouth. Good girl. How does my depraved whore's panties taste in her mouth? Can you taste your arousal? Your absolute need to be used and fucked. And look at your girl cock just there, all for me. Oh, not girl cock? Your clit? All right. Well, look at that clit, just desperate for me. Tell me, is it embarrassing that I make you this horny? You hate me. I know it. And yet here you are, willing to debase yourself in front of me. If it were anything else, we'd be at each other's throat. But you know this is what you're best at. You love being treated like a pretty little slut. Hell, I think the fact that we hate each other makes you even more horny, doesn't it? I mean, if it didn't, you'd be using our old safe word like we agreed. But no, you want this. Keep stripping, whore. I want to see those beautiful breasts. My, my. Look at those nipples. They're like a set of perfect little targets for me. Just look at how hard they are. Your perky little tits. Getting harder and harder the more degraded you are. You really are a pathetic little whore. A pretty body for me to play with, and nothing more. Gosh, look at you nodding eagerly at me. You always were a preppy little bitch, so eager to please. Teacher's fucking pet. You know I don't care about you, right? You came here tonight because I want a hot little slut to please me. Your pleasure isn't important. If you happen to get off at being a depraved whore, then good for you. But tonight isn't about you. It's about me. About what I want. And right now, I don't want to hear your voice. I know you've got the panties, but that's not quite enough. I want to see your beautiful lips wrapped around this ball gag, smearing your lipstick all over the big black ball. So open up. Just move your beautiful locks out of the way, and... perfect. And you remember your safe word now? 3 large shakes of the head, or 3 hard thumps on the ground? Of course you do. You're hardly one to forget such things. Now, turn around, get on all fours, and present your ass to me. That's right. Good girl. You didn't even hesitate. You must want me so bad. You want me to fill you up, stick my fingers in your ass, and make you come? Well, tough luck. We just established that tonight isn't about what you want. And right now, I want to see your pretty ass wriggle and writhe while I get what I want. I want to hear you squeal and moan through that gag. I want to really drive home how powerless you are here. That you mean nothing to me beyond what your adorable little body can give me. That it's your pain that gives me pleasure. I want to hear you beg for me through that gag. Beg for me to fuck you like the needy little slut you are. Beg for me to fill your depraved little hole. Beg for me to take my pleasure, what I want. No matter what you care about. I said beg, whore. There we go. That's right. That's my cute little bitch. Look at you drool as you try to plead. Listen to your adorable voice as you try so hard to tell me what you want through the panties and the gag. It's pathetic. I love it. I can't resist a bitch in heat like that. All right, stay there while I get my strap ready. Oh, I can see you quivering in anticipation. I can't believe how needy you are. I swear you were never this bad when we were together last time. Honestly, seeing you like this makes me want to pause. Just make you sit there in silence and wait. I know you would, because you want to please me. You may hate it, but if I wanted you to stay on all fours and wait for me, you'd do it. I suppose you're lucky I'm feeling so needy. Now, keep those legs spread for me. There we go. You're such a good bitch, it's only fair I fuck you doggy style, isn't it? Oh, you liked that one, didn't you? Oh, of course you did. How does it feel? Me taking you from behind... gagged and silent. unable to even look at me, just being forced to take it. Don't worry. Even if you could speak, I don't care how it feels. Maybe I'm beating a dead horse, but I couldn't care less. You're just a toy. A slutty little plaything for me to degrade and use. And I will admit, admire. If I want to lean forward and pinch your nipples while I'm fucking you, I'll do it. Oh, listen to you squeal. Such a girly little moan. That's adorable. And you really love it when I pinch your tits. Just like this. Music to my ears. I wonder, do you prefer the pinching or the slapping? Are you just a needy enough whore that you crave any touch? If your clit's any indication, it's definitely the latter. I bet you want me to touch it, don't you? To help you get off? You look like you're aching. I asked you a question, slut. Oh, what was that? It's so hard to make out what you're saying through the gag. Only if it pleases me. Good girl, you're learning. And lucky for you, it would please me. The way you're writhing and moaning already has me so hot and bothered. I can't imagine what it'll look like when I start to play with your clit. There you go. Feel my fingers stroking your little clit, teasing you. While I fill you up from behind. Just a brief touch. Nice and gentle. We don't want to ruin our fun too soon, do we? I know you're an eager little thing, but I will not have you ruining this for me. So when you are close to getting that release, you'll tell me. You'll moan through your gag and beg me to let you have it. Understood? Good girl. At least you can follow basic instructions still. Now, where were we? Oh, that's right. I was pinching your nipples and playing with your clit, and you were busy showing me how much of a depraved whore you were. God, I wish my friends could see you now. I bet they don't have a clue about this side of you, do they? They just think you're their fun new girlfriend who's always down to party, don't they? Just a little sweet, cute thing that everybody at the club likes to flirt with. And gets all the free drinks and all the attention because of her pretty little body. Tell me, does anybody else know how filthy of a bitch you really are? Or am I the only one you've shared this side of yourself with? Just me. I knew it. Why else would you come back here to me? It couldn't be anything else. And I'm clearly the only one that can make you feel this good. You've had an itch stuck in the back of your mind that nobody else has been able to fill. And that's why, even though we hate each other, you're here on all fours, eager to be my good little girl. It would be so pathetic if I didn't enjoy it so much. I'm right, aren't I? Nobody else can satisfy you in the way I can. Those moans prove it. The more I degrade you, the wetter you get. I can feel it. Although, that may just be because of the teasing I'm doing. Are you close yet? You are? Good. Oh, come on, bitch. You didn't think I was gonna let you come, did you? I told you, right now, it's all about what I want. And I want you to be a denied, dripping mess. Now, let me take out that gag so you can thank me for denying you. There we go. Good girl. Now say, thank you for denying me like the depraved bitch I am. Say it like you mean it. That's more like it. Just knowing I can fuck you like that and that you'll keep coming back for more gets me so wet. In fact, where's my vibrator? You might not deserve to come, but I do. What's that? Can I lick your pussy? Oh no, baby. Have you forgotten? That's a privilege you've got to earn. Ah, there we are. Well, what are you doing just staring at me like that? Get dressed and get the fuck out. I'll message you when I need you next. Fucking whore.